Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear, warm and muggy, and a low tonight near 70. Tomorrow, mid-90s, sunshine, maybe a late-day storm, heat index around 100. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, and a chance of storms on Friday. Currently, it's 87.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. The White House is responding to Hunter Biden's criminal tax charges. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This was an independent investigation that was overseen by the Department of Justice. As we've been very clear, they are independent. We give them the space to do their work. We believe in the rule of law.
Hunter pleaded not guilty today after his plea deal unraveled. Loved ones tell the BBC Irish singer Sinead O'Connor has died at 56. Rolling Stone contributor Anthony DeCurtis tells us she was no stranger to controversy.
She's protesting the Catholic Church in Ireland's abuse of children. Now that's an old story. At that time, it was not something that people really knew much about or said much about.
She later ripped up a picture of the Pope on SNL. Interest rates went up a quarter percentage point today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The Eau Claire Area School District is being sued over its handling of open records. It denied a parent in the district and conservative law firm Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty transcripts from an in-class announcement about a teacher that would be undergoing a gender transition. The suit claims the parent was repeatedly rejected in asking for the script that was read to students in the district's orchestra program this summer. The district said it was looking into the incident and that it would reconsider the requests after their investigation. The filing is seeking the scripted statement shared with students, attorney's fees, and damages for the parent and law firm. The Eau Claire City Council approved a $24 wheel tax at last night's meeting, approving it 7-2. The new tax will affect over 52,000 vehicles in Eau Claire that will bring in an estimated $1.29 million to the city for its road repair budget. That's about a quarter of that budget. At Monday's hearing on the topic, public comment was overwhelmingly against the measure. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert
no,
says
we're good. Doesn't. We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If death or serious bodily injury results from the offense, be imprisoned for not more than 30 years. Whoever conspires to commit any offense, if death or serious bodily injury results, or if the offense includes kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, be imprisoned for not more than 30 years. This act is cited as the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. What he's suggesting is a lynching by the legal definition of lynching. It is an anthem to lynching and racism. Why remove the footage if it wasn't? Why lie and say that it's news when it isn't? And I want to paint you a picture. I want you all to close your eyes with me. And I want you to put yourself in this place. I want you to be a young African-American woman or man who is a journalist traveling to Tulsa, Oklahoma from Texas to cover and try to investigate the Tulsa massacre. I want you to consider how you're going to get there. I want you to consider whether you drive, whether you say, yes, I will drive through these states. Assume further that you have a deadline, that if you drive, you have to drive straight through the night. I want you to further imagine that you have never had a single interaction with the law, not once. You've never received a single speeding ticket. And you decide to drive because you've always loved a road trip. You love the freedom. You love the spontaneity of it. But you are scared. There is a part of you in your gut that is afraid. What is it that you are afraid of? And once you cross the Oklahoma state line, despite never having gotten a speed ticket in your life, you get pulled over for speeding. You get a warning. You breathe a sigh of relief. You continue on your journey, and within 10 minutes, you are pulled over again. And then you get a ticket. You wake up the next morning. You do your job all day. You investigate. You're asking around town. You finish your day late, and about at 11 p.m., you go to an all-night gym to work out. When you leave a bit later, while you're driving home to your hotel, at a red light, a pickup truck pulls up next to you. There are young white men sitting in the back. The windows rolled down, and country music is blasting. Your windows are rolled up, but you can tell they are yelling at you. You keep your eyes straight forward. You steal your gaze. But you remember James Byrd, the black man who was chained to a pickup truck by three white men and dragged to his death in Jasper, Texas in 1998. You know Ahmaud Arbery, who was chased by three white men in a pickup truck in southern Georgia and shot to death in 2020, and you sit there at that light waiting. Please don't tell me it doesn't matter. That fear, that is real. And denialism and minimalization, trying to say that it's not about that, is not only insulting, it is dangerous. It is dangerous to not just that person. By the way, her name is Karen Attia. She is a reporter for the Washington Post. It is offensive, it is disgusting, and it is a lie. We have to do better. Imagine that you are a reporter in the state of Wisconsin, and you are black, and you are female, and you are at Country Thunder. What do you think happens next? Well, we know the answer to that one, don't we? We're going to go to the phone lines. Dana from La Crosse, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call. I think you know that the majority of your listeners agree with you and are totally understanding what's going on here. But unfortunately, the ones we need to reach, they don't care. They do not care about the reality that our undermined groups go through daily, weekly, monthly, every day of their life. They cheer it on, in fact. Including this razor wire. This is what really set me off this week, was the razor wire on the barrels down in Texas.
It's of a hole, isn't it, Dana? It's of a hole. That wouldn't be happening if those were white immigrants, would it?
I heard that story of the woman who got tangled up in the razor wire and miscarried. And that, I just could not believe it, Maggie. These people are despicable. And I don't know what it takes to get them to understand, what is cruelty? It's your party's mantra. That's all they have. They think they're a hammer and everything's a nail and they can just do whatever they want to anybody they want. That's all I really got to say, Maggie. I could keep going on and on and on. I'll let you take it from here. Thanks, Maggie.
Thanks for the call, Dana. Vicki in Burlington, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, Maggie. Thank you so much. You are speaking to my soul. I am a Black woman in Burlington, in love with a white man who constantly defend me like he just never stops. Sometimes I want to leave him because he's having such a hard time. I just don't understand why we have to be this way. And I appreciate you so much for bringing it up. Okay? I really do.
God. Thank you. Sister friend, I'm here for you. I applaud you. I elevate you. Your life and your experience matters. You are always welcome on my show. Thank you for sharing. Mark from the SAC, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
You guys have me tearing up here. I mean, it's just that these guys in a small penis club that think that this is how they're going to get ahead. Mr. Aldean, Emmett Till was brutally murdered and lynched in a small town that it is just his they just had opened a memorial to him from that if I think an anniversary of his birth in 1955 or that it is just trying to defend slavery. I mean, at this day and age, trying to put a sugarcoat slavery when here are people that were snatched away from their homeland in Africa, and that there's imperfect men that even noted that at the Constitutional Convention, stolen from their loved ones in Africa and driven, and snatched away and placed in hard bondage here in the United States. The life of a slave, at any moment their master could, at a whim, could murder them, could take their families from them, could sell them any place they wanted to do. And this is what you want to defend? I mean, for the love of God, I don't understand these people at all. I mean, it's just hard for me to grasp. I mean, it is just, one of my best friends when I was a smaller boy that half a mile away from me in far northern Wisconsin, he was Black. And then it's his adopted brother then who came in, later when we were older, was Black. But my mother never saw any difference between us. We were all her boys when, she brought a Kool-Aid for us when we were playing football in the side yard there.
Yeah, we need so much more of that, Mark. And I would offer that we have to acknowledge that we all see race, and that race matters. When we come back, we're going to continue in the discussion. Keep it locked to 844-967-2.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Heat advisory tonight and tomorrow, mostly clear, warm and muggy, and a low tonight near 70. Tomorrow, mid-90s, sunshine, maybe a late-day storm, heat index around 100. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s, and a chance of storms on Friday. Currently, it's 87.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can join us 844-967-2789. There are many places in this country that are still sundown towns. And if you don't know what that is, you go look it up. Google works. There are many places in this country where Black people have to fear because they are Black. And oh, by the way, that's on your street, in your small town, in your medium-sized town, in your big town. And here's what sickens me. YouGov is an entity that does a lot of polling and has been doing a lot of polling for a long time. They recently completed their most recent updated annual survey on the views of Americans regarding racism. A third of Republicans think that racism against white people is a big problem. Only a quarter of them think racism against Black people is a problem. Republicans are as likely to say that white people face discrimination as they are to say the same of Black people. That's stupid. If you believe that, you go ahead and enjoy your privilege, because you have no idea what the actual blankety blank is going on. It's my pleasure to have my friend Doc on the air here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Doc?
Good afternoon, Maggie. I just
didn't think I'd ever call into your show, but I had to. As you know, the subject is near to my heart. You have done a masterful job of painting a picture, Sister Soldier, and I want to commend you for that. And myself and Earl, having lived through the 60s and the civil rights era, this is all coming back. We fought these battles back in the 60s, but I just will leave you with this and say this. If you can't change the people you're with, change the people you're with.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doc. CJ, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thanks, Maggie. I hope you're giving me a little time here. Armand Arbery, the three men were convicted, deservedly so. They were charged.
We agree. We agree on something. That's excellent.
Okay. Well, the Democrats, you know, care that about democracy so much, and this is just a little offshoot, but I will go back to that, that you got two candidates that are carrying about 40%, and your party won't even do a primary or debates or anything. So the hypocrisy on your side.
CJ, he's an incumbent. He's an incumbent. When is the last time the Republican Party actually had a viable primary for an incumbent Republican president?
We got 7 or 8 great candidates. I'm voting Republican.
He's not an incumbent. He lost.
You know, okay, well, here's the thing. The Democrats, I listened to you, and your party feels it slipping away because you have to keep hate and race an issue.
CJ, we talk about hate and race, CJ. We talk about hate and race because you people defend people like Ron DeSantis, who denies history. You wipe out any discussion of race in our curriculum. You have a Supreme Court that denies the historical legacy of racism in this country. How dare you? How dare you? I will always let you speak, but that is ignorance at its extreme. Race matters, my friend. So we will talk about it, and we will call out your hypocrisy, your historical denialism, your minimalization of what Black folks in this country experience every day. How dare you, sir? Ron DeSantis. They're going to probably show that some of the folks that eventually parlayed, you know, being a blacksmith into doing things later in life. West Dallas man gets 2.5 years for writing racist threats to his black neighbors demanding they leave the city. It ain't me, CJ. That article came out on July 21st, 2023. Taylor Lumpkin, a black multimedia journalist for WTMJ Channel 4 since 2020, tweeted Thursday night that a guy ran up to me and yelled the N-word, unprovoked, did so twice at Country Thunder, and no one helped. It ain't me, CJ. Check yourself. Check what your policies do, what your presidents do, what your congressmen do. Check what they say. Check the impact of their policies. If you ain't part of the problem, excuse me, if you ain't part of the solution, you are the problem. That is you. Don't gaslight a country anymore. That is garbage. Article. Washington Post, July 25th, 2023. Troopers detained a black man unconstitutionally for over an hour. U.S. District Judge Catherine H. Vitrail ruled last Friday that the practice of detaining motorists with out-of-state license plates on I-70, particularly those from Colorado and Missouri, to search for drugs is unconstitutional. In a 79-page opinion, Judge Vitrail, appointed by President George H.W. Bush, wrote that the police unit waged a war on motorists in the name of drug interdiction. It's not us, CJ. It's you. Take a hard look. It's been a day here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I appreciate your ears. I appreciate your hearts. And I appreciate your open minds. Let's go do some work, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.
Fight the real enemy.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Shoes.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. Tap.